Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And the near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs spoke for many when she objected to the state Supreme Court upholding a near total 160-year-old abortion ban. One of the strictest in the country, the ban lacks exceptions for rape, incest, or pregnancy complications, allowing an abortion only if the pregnant person's life is endangered. Hundreds of Christians closed the U.S. Capitol cafeteria to pray for a permanent Gaza ceasefire, an end to Israeli arms sales, support for the UN's aid agency there, and the release of hostages. Reverend Naomi Washington Liebhardt with Christians for a Free Palestine decries the right-wing Christian support for Israel's attacks.
I've gone to Palestine and seen with my own eyes the atrocities of violence against the Palestinian people. And I won't stand by while Christian texts are used to baptize militarism, underwrite famine, and mask anti-Semitic and Islamophobic theologies.
Rita Palma, an anti-vaccine activist and New York State director for Robert Kennedy Jr., says they aim to rally Republicans behind Kennedy to challenge President Joe Biden. Palma says she voted for former President Donald Trump twice and says Kennedy could deny Biden some northeastern blue states.
If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue, why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden?
A wide and bipartisan range of groups, including historians, former lawmakers, and even retired military officers, have filed friend of the court briefs against Trump's bid for unlimited presidential immunity. The Supreme Court has scheduled oral arguments later this month. Brian Dorsey was put to death last night in Missouri's first execution this year. Dorsey was convicted of a double murder 20 years ago, but his lawyers argue that he was in a drug-induced psychotic state and was poorly represented. Jenny Gerhauser, a cousin to both Dorsey and his victim, says he had become a better person and should have been spared.
Brian is more than the worst moment of his life. There is so much more to him.
Alabama advocacy groups are suing over Senate Bill 1, a new law limiting help with absentee ballots. Supporters say it reduces ballot harvesting and pressuring voters. But Allison Molman from the ACLU says the draconian law would stifle democracy by blocking community groups, churches, and neighbors from helping people vote, especially the elderly and those with disabilities.
From how this bill is written is that it is going to put people in harm's way of being incarcerated for decades if they're just doing basic work and trying to make sure that people can exercise their right to vote.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?